about a minute. We do have a quorum. We're going to allow the secretary to certify the quorum in just a minute. So prepare yourselves for the meeting, please.
What's two? One plus one, two.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am. We have to go right through it. It's not like a surgeon or anything. We really don't pay that much attention to each other.
Welcome back. How did Austin go?
Because I don't want to the minister ready for whatever.
What's your visit?
No, these minutes are going to be approved. We do. Mr. Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? In about 30 seconds, the secretary will be calling roll. I've observed a quorum, and he is going to confirm that we do, in fact, have a quorum. Mr. Secretary.
Welcome to the February 11th KPFT LSB meeting. We're going to call in roll. Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen.
She's here somehow.
She's here.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Phil Collins. Alan Aprian.
He has just called and he is delayed, but he is on his way.
Joseph K.
Here.
Jim Prather. Hank Lamb.
Present.
Wayne Mark.
Present. I'm accounted for.
Robert Mark.
Present.
Colleen O'Brien.
Ask for an absent.
Susie Moreno.
She's running late. She'll be here.
Darrell Robbins.
Ask for an excuse.
Richard Giselle.
He's here.
Nancy.
Greeting.
Sayabara Mayakami.
Here.
Jessica Apollinar.
Has anyone heard from Jessica?
I'm going to check.
Has anyone heard from Jessica? Okay, go ahead.
Tony Cox.
You.
Venetia Patel. Liana Lopez.
Here.
Joseph Davis, I am here. George Ryder.
Here.
Dwayne Bradley.
Present.
These are the names I've left off.
Phil Collins.
You're very good, Secretary. Normally, you're missing Wayne, but you're very good. Give you credit for that. I used to miss him when I'm talking.
Currently have 13 present. We have a chief quorum.
Maria Elena asked for an excuse. Phil Collins asked for an excuse.
Those are the names we didn't go.
I did call Phil Collins. He's not responding.
He asked for an excuse.
Okay.
Maria asked for an excuse. Darrell Robbins asked for an excuse last week, I think, and the week before that, and I think she got it right this week.
Excuse absences requested.
But she asked for one because she's confused.
Teresa Allen?
Yeah, it's coming so long. I want to get to this motion, but we don't do it.
Colleen O'Brien sent an email asking for an excuse absence.
Move it up. Okay. It's already ready. I don't need to do it. Move it up. Not the appropriate time. Oh, no. Get you sick.
I'll be.
currently have 15 present. Quorum is met.
Chair, I would move that your request for excuse the applicant be approved.
Do I hear any objections?
Somebody might need a second.
Okay. Yes, I
object.
Do I hear any objections?
What's the motion?
To approve the request. Yes, ma'am.
No, I think that I need to put here what we all know. Some members in more than a year come to one meeting. We cannot keep excusing people. I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, is that your comment?
Yes.
Chair now recognizes Mr. Lamb.
I would make a motion that we move the minutes to the top of the agenda. We don't want to get the station that is causing the problems.
Second.
Well,
but we need to.
We do. We're going to deal with this issue of approving the absences. Mr. Mark made a motion. The motion was second. I do hear an objection. I've heard the objection.
No second.
Are you prepared to end further discussion? Now, what you will be voting on is whether or not to accept the request. A nay vote, a no vote would be not to accept it. And a yes vote would be to accept it.
Who asked for this?
Is it by name?
By each one.
Yeah. Who asked for this? Excuse me.
Maria Castellanos.
Donald Robbins.
Phil Collins. And Dale Robbins. Colleen O'Brien. And we take them all in one class. We approve one or all, or we don't approve. Otherwise, it would be discriminatory. So let's be clear about what we are voting on. And this is you going from your precedent, and we'll get to that motion, the standing committee motion that has been dangling for the last 4 months out here with respect to this nonsense. Sir, we are going to record a vote, and we want that vote recorded properly. A yes vote is to approve the absence. A no vote is to not approve the absence. Those in attendance, those who agree with the motion, who support the motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4.
What? I did not count Mike because Mike is not currently sitting.
That's correct. You're in order. We have not done that action yet. So what is the count?
Count is 9 in favor of excusing the absences from this meeting and 4 opposed to excusing the absences.
The motion carries. Those who requested the excuses will be honored. Hank has the floor with his motion that he's carrying for the governance committee.
I know, but what shouldn't we talk about seating a member first and then he will be part of it? I don't know.
Probably would be in order.
Well, then that's
the most pressing issue now, not approving the absences. It took precedence, but since the motion hasn't been stated, are there any objections to seating Mike? Mr. Kraft?
It's not an objection. I just want to know whose seat he would be taking.
In effect, he'll be taking one of the two open seats. That's the only way we describe it. No one owns a seat. Those who gave him up, they no longer will be referred to. It's two open seats. He's going to be holding one.
Mr. McGeer, that's not acceptable because who you took your seat from determines how long you hold your seat. And you have to go back with all these replacements to determine who was the original elected member of that seat and when their term expires to determine when the new election replaces them.
You, more than anyone, Mr. Former Chair, you have the record, and you should know that these two seats were held by individuals that will be termed at the end of this year.
Well,
so that, in effect, answers your question. whether the concern you have about, it's not who holds the seat, it's what term the seat
but
has.
And those are two. There was one of our members today that said there was going to be a convoluted election process that would allow someone to assume but their seat immediately.
I know, but we can't. Those were. I understand what you're saying, and I address it this way. We'll deal with that bridge when it's created. Right now, that bridge doesn't exist. And I think you would agree with that. That's just supposition
in
and hope.
In my humble opinion, Melinda resigned before Doc, so therefore he's taking Melinda's place.
Yes.
But both of them, remember now, yes. both of them will be term limited if we have an election. If we don't have an election, that opens up a whole new can of worms about who stays and who goes. But do you understand where I'm coming from? So
I'm telling you, but if they were to adopt the procedure that was outlined today in the email, there is a difference. Somebody
Bill Stack.
Can see it immediately, and somebody can see it at the end of the year.
And we'll have two elections, right? Based on that document.
In this particular election, there is a difference. Doc was elected in the election of 2000 and whatever, and he's long overdue for re-election.
Well.
But he's not termed out.
Right.
And Melinda was elected in the last election. Doc was elected the one before that. So if he takes Melinda's seat, he's up for
election. Wait. Melinda accepted a replacement as well. So that is a little more complicated than what you're describing. Okay? Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I think that before we embark in this discussion, the practice is that the one that replaced the first open seat. The first one that resigned
that
was Melinda.
This is what Mr. Mark said.
Yes,
so to answer that person's question, it's replacing Melinda's Alice Dawn's place.
At this point in time, you've documented it. We don't need to discuss it anymore.
Right.
Thanks. Appreciate it. And I heard no objections. Welcome to the board. And I hope I'm able to say that to you at the end of the year. So put on your seatbelts and let's get to rolling.
Does he have the blood oath now? Not blood oath now, is that later? We didn't tell him what we
No, had. Y'all didn't tell me about it either.
Set up.
I gave it though. I gave at the election and even after. Everyone have a copy of the minutes. We are now at agenda approval. Yes, sir.
I move that we approve this agenda and make the change that the minutes move to the front of the agenda.
All right.
Section.
Do I hear a second?
Indeed.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Secretary. Mr. Lamb, motion that move that we move the approval of the agendas to
point of order.
To where?
Point of order.
1C.
We've already seated the D, so there's no reason to make that change. Just approve the agenda. I'd like to amend Hank's motion to just approve the agenda the way it is.
Yeah.
Because D has already been taken care of.
Yeah, but
okay,
that's what
you're saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Mr. Chair.
Any objections?
Go right ahead. Hold on, sir. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay. The reason is because we will embark in a 40-minute discussion about 1G. What the proposal is to move 1E to 1C1. It means it's the first thing that would get read because doesn't matter what, we need to approve minutes to present to the AG.
We've already done
Yes, are two things behind. I want first thing we will get rid of that and then we can discuss
okay,
what we
want.
No, sir, you're out of order. Now, what is before us is a motion that Mr. Lamb requests that we move up item 1E, which is the minutes approval. And where would you want to place that, Mr. Lamb?
The very next order of business after this agenda is approved.
At 1D.
No, 1C1.
Well,
C1.
Okay, I can work with you. I do numbers and alphabets. 1C1. Hearing any objections? Hearing none, let's get to approval of the agenda. Do I hear any changes, requests? Yes, ma'am. Mr. Mark, you generally have some.
No.
Okay, generally, I can't.
I
can't yes, sir.
I can hear all my regular objections.
Go ahead. I promised you to make your announcement. Go right ahead and make your announcement, sir.
Hello, everyone. I am hoping this is something that's going to bring us all together, something that we can do together as a board. We are doing a raffle. We're starting the announcements on it next week. The winners of the raffle are going to win a weekend pass to the Jazz Festival in New Orleans. And also, they're going to win housing for that weekend in a condo.
How much?
He can't bribe you. You got to just buy a ticket. You can't get your preferred ticket.
Just give me this is something that, of course, I did. I want to thank Dwayne and Robin for helping bring this together. And hopefully it's something that will raise some money for the station. It's going to be the weekend of the first
July?
April. Yes.
You mean to kick off the raffle or the
we're
jazz?
Kicking off next week.
The jazz festival.
The jazz festival, but we have until next week. Until then, 2 months to sell raffle tickets. I'm going to, for any board member, I'm asking that you sell at least 10 tickets.
Well, you got to tell us how much now. You didn't put out the request. How much are they?
Well, Rob, the first thing that Robin came to me with was $5 a ticket. Now,
you had a problem
with
that.
I said that to Dwayne. He looked at me like I was kind of crazy, too.
What? I'm going to look at you a little
That's
a little low.
So, tomorrow, I'm going to get with Robin and Dwayne.
Yeah.
We're going to make it.
You got to price them a little better.
How much the tickets should be. And yes, ma'am.
I think that at least we can ask. That is, we are helping KPFT. We are collecting money. We can make people be interested in our station. We can use the board members like a gift or do whatever we want, but we will attract people. I think that we should go at least with $10
a ticket. $10
a ticket?
Well, I got two questions before I give you my suggestion. You'd probably leave there with about 15 different ticket prices. But how much did you have to pay for the pass? So that tells me how much the minimum you need to raise.
You mean KPFT?
Yeah.
For the prizes?
Yeah.
We have got two.
Now that's a wonderful thing. Now secondly, determine how many you think the minimum you can sell among not just us but the family when you broadcast it. Because if you think you can only do 100, that package, if I heard you correctly, it's housing, it's the shows, it's access. That's probably in the neighborhood of $500 depending on the housing, up to $1,000. So even $10
is
low.
It's cheap.
So, you know, you really need to think about it. I think it's a great concept. I think if you keep it under 20, 25, I may be able to do my 10. But I think 5 is ridiculous, like you said. I think 10 is still pushing it. But if you let me look at it and see if it's got all those accoutrements, you make me think you may need to put it at 25.
25?
You may, if where you're living, where you're staying, and how long you're staying, what access you have to the venues, all of that is be able to sell. Because you're just not telling folks like y'all normally do, we got a few tickets that we want to raffle, and you generally miss it. No, this is a luxury package.
Tickets and housing.
Okay. And it's not bunched in with the tickets like that.
And the jazz festival, New Orleans, people pay. You go on Wilbur's or Stubbub or whatever and see what you'll have to pay for that package.
Tony, we were talking about that today. What I was thinking that even would be a good idea because we want this. That was a wonderful idea. When you told me today, I was really, happy with that. But what we can do too is, for example, if we members have some
it's
people,
worth a discussion, I
we
think.
Can
so I'm going to get living.
And call the programs and say to whatever program
work.
We are offering
you
tickets
work. Madam,
to this.
You have a word on it?
Yeah, I would. If you go higher than 10 bucks,
Can everyone write down? I'm sorry, go ahead.
If we go higher than $10, let's try and not go over 20 because okay. That, then you're comparing your goal itself.
Field study, if that.
I think I heard Tony say that he's going to get together with Dwayne.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Rob.
Yeah. So, right. I don't think we should, I mean, sure,
and I think you share the sentiment of some. But all right, listen, I'm glad you brought it to us. Yeah. I hope that we embrace it and get behind it as a board. And I'm going to do my part. So,
yes, sir.
Thank you for bringing us this to
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. We have two things that we need to know better.
Well, this approval of the agenda is the first thing we're trying to get done, and I haven't heard any objections, so by...
I'm trying to add something.
You want to add something. What do you want to add to the agenda, ma'am?
Well, we have... We need to populate the PMB committees. We don't want the PMB committees going without our people. We need to go to those elections, and we need to do it. Because if not, other stations will have their people there, and we will not have our people.
As absolutely fruitless as it is, we need to do it.
So are you suggesting then we move the PNB committee assignments to a location that we reasonably may get to, which would have to be somewhere up
three.
And maybe four?
Oh, three.
Well, four would be more appropriate. Okay. Three, we never do anything with it
that's
anyway.
Right. Four, that's one. What I'm saying. 4-1.
Well, it can be under the PNB report. It's PNB business. So right. Let's just leave it at that.
4-1.
Okay. The agenda approved?
The agenda, I heard no objections, so I told the secretary the agenda must have been approved. And now we're able, and I'm so glad I was able to get Tony in before we approved the agenda since he wasn't on it. Now, KPFT recognition, appropriately, 7:37. Y'all making decent time.
All our volunteers, donors, and programmers and staff. For the fun drive.
Anyone else? Therese?
I want to thank Gold Jim, who has given us two people a whole year of...
G-O-L-D?
G-O-L-D Jim has just given us for the silent auction.
Great.
At the Radio Rose.
That's a year. A year.
Two people. We have restaurants. We have, for example, Pat Greer has offered to come in at night and serve people. I have someone who's offered tap dancing lessons for an adult. That is kind of interesting.
Tap dancing.
Yes. And we're going to have. Of course, Vex Prime has offered us a meal.
Sam, no, don't. Letter, just sweat over that. Vex Prime offered a meal. What is the value of that meal?
Offered a meal, which we will combine with someone like Leonard Kincaid at the Sobering Center, is willing to meet with some people for lunch and talk about that program, which I think is very, very exciting. And I have, and Shannon Jewelers will be giving us some jewelry. So I'm encouraging all of you to put on your thinking caps because I know we have other items that could be donated. For example, Jim Boyd has given us a print and I'm looking for a place to actually frame it, which I think would be something that is it the Civic Courthouse? Which is it? The old Civic Courthouse, which I think would be very nice in some attorney's office. So I thank all these people that have donated already, and if you have any questions, please see me.
Well, Madam Director, I want you to take some of your time in the PNB report to let them know how this, how we're developing the Ray Hill, okay. And how they need to get involved in the Ray Hill Roast and Toast to make it great success.
Mr. Chair, I'm a little confused. We approved the agenda, but... KPFT recognition is 3 or 4 points behind.
Well,
we approved the agenda, shouldn't we go directly to the first point?
That's exactly why when you have no attention to what the chair moved to. That was the next thing in order, so quite naturally. My eyes just went right to recognition. We're in them now, and I don't think we have but a couple of more, so why don't we just do it and not have to come back? Anyone else? Now, the chair has a couple of recognitions. I first want to recognize our secretary for committing himself for years to his union, and he drove to speak in Austin on behalf of his union, drove all the way back here, and didn't get a ticket. That's just live up to his duty as secretary. I hope I didn't put pressure on you, because somebody else would have done it.
I spoke to elected officials all day, so it was really a drag.
And also, I think it's important, having done it since I've been chair, but knowing how important it is, those of you who are responsible for this setup all the time, raise your hands. The members who come here early and set this thing up, raise your hands. Raise your hands. Get your credit. Give them hands. And they're going to be the same ones, unfortunately, and that's to the members who are going to break it down. So give them another hand. And then, of course, to just our staff in general, but particularly two particular staff members. Robin, who we always recognize, but who's tirelessly doing what she is supposed to do and above that. And then, of course, we want to thank Tony for the work he just described he was doing. But when Dwayne and Tony gets these minutes and his reports and all these things here, I don't take that for granted. So I thank him for it and make sure that we're observing, recognizing, and give folks credit for the good work that they're doing. So let's give everybody on the recognitions a hand and we can move on.
Just a quick one, since I guess if you could give me one. I would like to thank everybody who out there has given me feedback for all the emails I've sent you. I know it's you're helping me get me my feet under me while I'm taking up the duties as secretary, and I appreciate all of your feedback. Thank you.
All right. Now, Madam Director, I'll follow the requested, adjusted, amended agenda as it is. C1, am I correct, Madam Director?
Yes.
C1, and let's get to C1.
Oh, yes, Colleen Ashburn, excuse.
We got it. Okay. She was the first one online. Oh, okay. No, Darrell was the first one, but she asked last week.
Okay.
Now,
We have the first set is from December 11, 2013.
November, you say?
No,
December 11, 2013. You have the minutes before you. You've had the minutes before you. These are the same minutes that you sent back, and you sent back. Go ahead. I've heard a motion to approve.
Second.
Do I hear any objections?
Yeah. Yes.
Revision of the question.
Okay, go ahead.
If we're adopting all these at once, I want to address them separately.
Okay, yeah, yes, of course. That's why she called that particular minute. That day. So let's deal with that day. Let's deal with that day. Cite the date again so they'll know which one.
December 11, 2013.
Okay.
The first one. The first set. I put it in order.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information, I guess.
All right.
In my limited experience on the PMB, I have found out that people who didn't attend the meeting should not vote to approve or disapprove the minutes.
It's up to the members.
Well, Robert says that, Mr. Former Chair, but it gets a bit complicated in going in the records trying to determine who isn't. So I just don't think we have the liberty with the kind of loose record keeping we've had here.
Every minute contained who was there.
We want a roll call every minute is what you're suggesting tonight.
No, I'm suggesting that if your name isn't there as president, don't vote.
Okay, well, I'll take that on an honor system. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, rather than go through these individually, why don't we just vote on the package because we need the entire package?
Because there are some who have some corrections they want to make.
I may speak to this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We need every single one of them. Mm-hmm. As they are is fine because we can always go back and change them. If you have changes, I really encourage everybody to make those.
That's right.
However, we need these immediately.
I would like to have time to change. There's minutes of a meeting that did not take place.
Okay, give me an example.
The minutes are for the, September 10th. There's two sets of minutes, one reflecting a delegate meeting and one reflecting an LSP meeting. And that you all will recall, and you can look it up on our website, that meeting was noticed as one meeting where the delegate work was taken up in the middle of the meeting.
Are you referring to the September meeting?
I believe it is the September meeting.
Well, Mr. Mark, I have to disagree with you because I noticed that meeting. And I specifically noticed two separate meetings.
2 days before the meeting took place. So nobody got adequate notice that there was going to be two meetings instead of one.
That is not
and
true.
The agenda that was published in
that is not true.
The website
sir, you
has in it, in the middle of the LSB agenda.
Chair now recognizes PMB director. Yes, ma'am.
We, instead of keep discussing this issue, we can vote. We have the audio posted there. Please don't play games. I mean, that was posted. Every one of you received the two different posting in the KPFTX.org. You have, all of us have, from the PMB secretary, the explanation that they all, and all of us know it because we do it every year. When we need to approve a bylaw amendment, we need to go to a special delegates meeting. We cannot, and we did it. You can listen to the audio. We said we are adjourning, and when we finish and voting the bylaws, we said we are adjourning back to the regular meeting. You want to rewrite history, or you want to be truthful with what happened?
I think history is being rewritten here because there was no 7-day notice of a special delegates meeting posted on our website.
The notice was at the same time the original meeting, so that was 10 days out.
Why isn't it there now?
Listen, I don't control what goes up and what goes down, but what I do control is what I send and have posted, and other witnesses may have seen it. You may have seen it, but other witnesses saw it.
I saw a meeting notice that came in that was the meeting 2 days before the meeting.
We are discussing the December 11th minutes.
We are.
September. This issue does not arise in the December 11th minutes.
September.
Yes.
I thought
he's correct.
There was a substitute motion made to take the package up as a whole.
No, that wasn't a substitute motion. I acknowledge your concern, but there was never a substitute motion. What was before us was a set of minutes that had a specific date that we asked you to take a look at. Then you interrupted and said you had a concern. I said, what concern do you have on this specific minute?
Hank Lamb said we should take them up all
the time. It was not recognized. The chair did not acknowledge nor recognize. Yes, ma'am. The chair did not acknowledge nor recognize that.
December 11th minutes, I call the question.
All right.
Mr. Chair, may I make a suggestion?
Well, I've got the question, and I want to move forward. Do you have an objection to that?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, instead of that, if you want, we have
a point of order. Yeah. It doesn't have
could you
to
hear
be
the,
December 11th?
Could you just hear the lady out?
We can take that specific set of meetings and put it aside. We will vote in the whole thing, approve all the rest, give those to the September. You want to discuss the September?
Madam Director, are you raising a concern about these December 11 minutes?
My point of order is, I thought we were discussing the December 11 minutes. Let's vote them up or down. And if she wants to talk about September, let's talk about that later.
Prepare to vote. Those in favor, raise your hand of adopting the minutes as they are. Subject to adjustments, subject to changes as amended.
The rules are
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. December.
Is any objection for the December?
Well, that's the most expeditious way to do it. Are there any objections to the December minutes?
Mr. Chair, I would be shown as an abstention because I was not there.
Okay. Anyone else want to be reflected as an extension because they were not there? You can see if you were there on the minutes. All right, having no objection, with one abstention, the motion carries.
Verify this was proposed by Adriana Cosnina, seconded by Hank Lamb, correct?
Yes. Motion passed. Now I want the second set of minutes. Hank, does this have anything to do with the second set of minutes?
It has to do with all the sets of minutes.
Go right ahead.
I will move that we approve the rest of the minutes and get this over with so that we can turn these into the PNB that needs them for the Attorney General.
Do I hear a second?
Take
motion made by Mr. Lamb, seconded by Ms. Adriana Castaneda.
Move all minutes.
Discussion. Yes, sir.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but I'd like to make a motion that I be excused for the August meetings. I've got my mortgage and my title papers from my house that closed the following day. I had to be out of my house. I had 30 or 50 years of crap, family stuff in this house that I had to get out. And I talked to Jim Boyd that night about coming to the meeting, and I was planning on coming to the meeting, but I didn't quite get finished with what I needed to do in my life. So I was forced to miss two meetings on one night. So I would like to be excused for two meetings.
I accept your motion.
The
motion
seconded.
Motion seconded. Any objections?
Yes, sir.
Hearing some. I go to Ms. Castaneda, then we go back, and then we'll come to
the In regard to discussion, I would say I highly recommend that we excuse him.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're on the stack. I acknowledge you to be on the stack. First, I've got to go to Ms. Castaneda, then I'm coming to you. Okay, let me get a stack here. Hold on. Y'all going to work. You got enough.
I may be able to.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, tell me he's going to have a stack for me, so correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure you will. Ms. Castaneda.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
You can approve somebody before, after, forever.
No, sir.
Yes, you can. No.
This is not going to be the issue here, Hank. I acknowledge it's not a point of order, number one. Number two, what I'm trying to do is get an order of the people I acknowledged on this motion. This motion is in motion. So let's deal with that. Now, Ms. Castaneda, Dr. George Ryder. Yeah, we ought to time it. So let's deal with it.
Who's that third round?
Tony. Who else? Now I got Dr.
Okay, George Ryder.
Ryder, and then Tony.
Tony.
Teresa.
And then Teresa.
Then Alan.
And then you.
Hank Lynn. Anyone else? All right, Adriana, George, Tony, Teresa, and Hank.
Okay, Ms. Thompson, ever you up?
Yes.
We're going to hold this thing to 60 seconds.
I think that everybody should know this. Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, where we define the officers, Section 7 says removal of directors. And then we go there and we said, let's see, point C. Failure of a director to attend three consecutive board meetings, which absence has not been excused by a majority vote of the director president voting at the meeting in question. And then we have, it's the same thing for the LSB. It's exactly what it is. The excuse need to be given at the meeting. No later on. It's very clear. We have a plenty director. And they
read the article again so it'll be very clear to those who are listening. Mm-hmm. And those of you who have your articles with you, will you cite the article number?
It's and Article 5, Section 7.
Say again?
For clarity, should I read it? Since I have it
please.
Yes, sir, please.
Okay, Article 4, Delegates, Section 9, Removal of Delegates, regarding the LSPs. Section C, Failure of a Delegate to attend three consecutive local board meetings, which absences have not been excused by a board majority vote of the LSP members present at the meeting in question.
That doesn't say.
No, it's not your turn. You can't speak right now, sir. Now,
it says
you had your 60 seconds. Doc, it's on you.
The motion on the floor is whether to consider them all at once or consider them one at a time. There's one item which is really there's some contention about. The rest are not a problem. If you consider them one at a time, we'll at least have the opportunity for people who feel contentious about it to be heard. If we try to put it all together, we're basically suppressing that conversation for no purpose. It isn't going to save any time, I'm sure of that.
So, Doc, what in effect are you saying?
What's that?
You still got about 20 seconds. What are you telling us?
Vote this down, and let's get back into it in the minutes, one at a time.
Who's up next?
Tony Fox.
Tony.
Look, this may be me being selfish, but Jim helps us every blast drive with giving us food. That means he has been helping and giving and giving and giving. Could we take that into consideration and please, please, just drop this and let's move on. Please. Because for the people that are coming after him, he's probably given more to the station than you have. So just chill out. Please.
All right, who's up next?
Grace Allen.
Well, it's your motion. I can't let you. It's your motion. I can't let you speak.
I can't talk. You,
you already spoke on the motion. What we're trying to do is expedite it. Right now, it's not an argument, Mr. Crafter. Right now, Ms. Teresa Allen has the floor.
I said I agree with George Ryder. He said it very succinctly. I think we ought to get on with minutes one by one so we can have that discussion later.
Who's next?
Me. Mr. Tankland.
The rule says the vote must be by the people who were in attendance. It doesn't say at the meeting.
Present at the meeting.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Right. Read it again.
Present at the meeting in question.
I was present at the meeting. I choose to vote now.
But you just
won. It doesn't say.
You don't get to make that decision, sir. Now, is that your comment? Because you still have about 15 seconds.
It's not right. It's semantics.
The whole thing is semantics.
Next up, we can choose whatever we want.
Mr. Mark.
And you're not entitled to cut me off.
Are you calling on me? Or
your time is up. Mr. Mark.
I just like to say I agree with Hank. The purpose of that language is to inform people that everybody sitting around this table right now that wasn't on this board, present at that meeting, does not get to vote on the approval of these minutes and the excuse of this absence. Earlier I pointed out, people who don't go to meetings don't get to approve the minutes. That point is underscoring that you can't stack the board and then come back and allow people that weren't at meetings to vote. It's not about doing it at the meeting. Because we don't ever approve minutes at the meeting that's in question.
We try.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. We do it at the next meeting.
No, we try to approve minutes and we don't get them done. But I think there's two-edged sword to this. We set a precedent for the last 7 years that I've witnessed. And it was people voting for at meetings they were not at. So you want to change it tonight when I've witnessed throughout this process for the last 6 years that was not employed. So I'm not going to allow something. I'm not going to allow as chair for us to implement a new rule tonight. When you know as well as I have, Mr. Chair, that we have not held that standard.
Major point of order.
Sir, make sure it's a point of order.
You are talking about violating the bylaws, okay? You are saying, for example, if somebody was murdered at a board meeting in the past,
what is your point of order, sir?
Have the right to murder somebody.
What is your point of order, sir?
No.
What is your point of order?
If they violated the bylaws in the past, you're going to allow it to continue?
No, sir. I'm saying that the precedent has been set.
Point of order.
What does the president have to do with the bylaws?
Yes,
where does it read?
You don't have a point of order, Mr. Crawford. You have an argument. Please stand down.
Excuse me.
Setting precedent.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not lecturing you. I'm holding you to a standard you set as a member of this standing body. That's all I'm doing. So it's not a lecture. It's a reminder that we set precedent.
that we have established order. And most of you have been members of this body that have conducted what you just saying is out of order. You've done it. You voted on issues and voted on agendas and voted on minutes that you were not present.
That's not true. I have not.
Well, you may not, but the issue here is, why do we want to change the rules tonight? So before us right now is whether or not we are going to approve these minutes. And I reminded some of you before the others arrived that you could play these games all night, but it's not a reflection of the chair. It's not lecturing.
No, but
it's the fact that we have a mandate that was issued to us 3 months ago that said we needed to send up minutes to live up to the demand request that the AG of California has made. Our job is very simple. Our job is the easiest. Send up the minutes. And here you are going around trying to create impediments that have nothing to do with these minutes, changing the minutes tonight, arguing about changing things, and these minutes have been sent back to its secretaries for at least 2 or 3 times for corrections. Yes, sir.
I have a question. Point of information. Did I hear you say correctly that you were charged with 2 absences on that one night?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I Googled 2 absences in 1 day on Google, and nothing came up.
What is your name, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to point about it. What is your name to this discussion where we are right now? Is approval of minutes. Not changing them, not amending them, but approving them.
Did my question get answered? How is there 2 meetings at once?
Well, sir, that is an ancillary question, again, that has nothing to do with what we are here charged on this agenda item, which is to approve minutes. And we're either going to approve them or we're not. And like I said, y'all know the consequences of not doing that.
You're out of line.
You made a motion that we can't get. We've got 1 approved. Now we need to get to the 2nd item. Since y'all want to go, they wouldn't take the en masse. Approval. You make the motion again to take them in mass and see whether we can get that motion through or take them individually.
So you eliminated my motion.
Nancy, sir,
according to the rules and the bylaws, your motion is out of order.
No, we cannot question the minutes.
Explain to you.
Sure, you can. Challenge the chair. That's the appropriate measure.
I challenge the chair.
Before that,
yes, ma'am.
What I'm asking is, I know that
you can do it,
I'm not doing anything else tonight.
Okay.
What George just said, I agree.
Huh?
We can put there. What? Can we approve the rest of the meetings? And this cast goes through, and at least we will approve the rest.
Can we have some quiet, please?
You want to speak on that? Mr. Secretary would like to address, which I allow him to address, Mr. Azale's question, which, for whatever reason, Mr. Secretary, would you respond?
You brought up the point that how could there be 2 meetings on the same day? On January 14th of 2015, we had a LSB meeting here. We adjourned the meeting, and then we had a 2nd meeting, a delegates meeting right here, and nobody in this room objected. There was not 1 single objection. Those were 2 separate meetings, 2 separate roll calls.
You don't get to count that.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
What is on the floor is approval of the Hank's motion, which is to package up all the rest and approve it once or not. That's all. But every other
is
out of order.
So we could get it.
That's the only thing that's on the floor. I think we should not do that for the reason that you see, which is that people need to talk about this one issue, which we haven't got to yet.
May I have a substitute motion?
And I called the question.
And she called the question a moment ago.
A long time ago. So can we get to it? Those in favor of, well, let's restate the motion. It's too much confusion right now. Let's restate the motion so we'll know what we're voting for.
We took care of the 2 sets of minutes for December.
No, September.
Let the secretary do his job, hey.
Okay. We approved December 11, 2013.
No. Okay. It should be 14, shouldn't it? No.
So they're not September, they're December. No.
That's what we've approved right now.
Pardon.
The rest have not approved it.
13.
December.
No. The question is in September, the 2 minutes in September.
But we're not dealing with that right now. We want to deal with it. We want to deal with it. All the non-motion.
We already approved the December 11, 2013. We already approved it.
Yeah. So where do we go from here?
The remaining minutes.
I'm trying to get an en masse approval.
Yes, so we can turn it to the Attorney General.
We on the same page. So if we can just get the pen out.
What is the motion?
I understand
that. What is the motion?
The motion is before us. The motion is to approve all of the minutes.
May I motivate my motion?
Ready.
The Attorney General of the State of California, under which we are incorporated as a nonprofit, is investigating Pacifica over the past 5 years because of our crappy practices, and that people have called in and complained because they have lost control of the board, and some of them are not even on the board anymore, the PNB, and they have complained, and we are being investigated. One of the sets of documents that they are requiring for the Attorney General of California's investigation is the minutes from the meetings of the LSB at KPFT. That's one of the sets.
And all the
they're requiring from all the other stations, and they're requiring quite a few other documents. Let's not be the station that argues over minutes. Rather than approve the minutes, turn them in. They aren't going to know the difference in them. We can make the changes at any time from now on, forever. Anybody that's got a complaint or a change can always turn it in and have it approved. Forever. They're not set in stone. They never have been. They never will be. The discussion at this point is a hindrance to actually getting our work done.
Now,
it's 8 o'clock.
Well, thank you for reminding us. It's past 8 o'clock, as a matter of fact. Y'all were very patient with us. It's 8:07, according to my time. Now, what we do we have a list from the audience of speakers?